Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Junior's in for the nephew with the prank for today. What you got now?
Oh, y'all ain't know?
What?
Muscle Marvin. Here it is. Run it, cat.
He got it, though.
Your best impression of the nephew right
now. What
there.
He do? I want to represent him well.
Hello, this is Marvin.
I'm trying to reach Muscle Marvin.
Yeah, this is me. What's cracking?
Hey, you the guy that do the training up there at gym?
Yeah, what's up? Trying to get in one of my classes or something?
Okay, what kind of classes you got?
Well, let me see. I got aerobics, martial arts, and I got bodybuilding classes. So it's really by whatever you want to do.
Okay. You teach martial arts too?
Yeah, I'm a third degree black belt, man. I've been doing martial arts before I started the bodybuilding or whatever.
Okay. No, I ain't trying. Okay, listen. My wife actually been coming to that gym for at least 2 or 3 years now.
Okay.
Now the problem that I'm having, man, is that I wanted to call and just be a man and call and specifically talk to you. But my wife is telling me that when she comes to the gym, that Muscle Marvin is always asking her about personal training, trying to get her to pay for personal training and be in one of your boot camp classes.
Whoa, hold up, homie. Hey, man, check this out, man. I don't ask people to train them. People ask me to train them. I got 3 classes in each thing that I do, bruh. I got too many folks already, man. I spend most of my time trying to get a break, man. What are you talking about? I'm asking somebody to train.
My wife is telling me, man, when she come up to the gym, it's hard for her to work out because Muscle Marvin is, you know, always hounding her, you know, flexing. You taking your shirt off. People ain't supposed to be taking their shirt off in the gym. You got your chest, your just jumping from side to side. You know, I don't know what all this about. You know what I'm saying? But I'm calling you as a man to tell you this right here. This right here finna stop, man.
Oh, hold on, man. Watch the way you talking to me, bro. I done already told you, man. I don't be asking nobody to train. And as a matter of fact, man, who is your wife? Understand, it's a gym and women come through here every day, bro. Bruh, I don't know who is your wife specifically.
My wife is Corin. Corin. All right, and I told you earlier, I'm Jason. We the okay? And the problem is that you run it up on my wife, man.
Hey.
Now, I don't know what the deal is you attracted to or what, but you keep running up on her about, you know, taking personal training, getting personal training from you. She don't need all that, but she can't even come up there and work out by herself.
Because
you flexing all the time, man.
Now, you tripping, man. I done told your I don't know who your wife is, but you're starting to run me hot. Listen, man, I don't know who your wife is. I don't know no Corin. I don't even know
it's
you,
Corin.
Man.
Corin. Corin, man. Corin.
You telling me you calling me like a man? If you want to be a man, bring your up here to where I'm at, man. All you got to do is come up here, and you could talk to me in my face since you a man, because only cowards talk over the phone.
Okay,
all
well, let me explain something to you, man. I'm not the coward. I'm finna tell you this here, Mr. Muscle Marvin.
You know where I'm at since your wife trained up here. I ain't asked your wife to do nothing, man. You done lost your mind. Hey, check this out, bruh. Bruh, watch the way you handle me.
No, you watch the way you handling me and the way you running up on my wife. I tell you what, here go your warning, Muscle Marvin. Let my wife come on one more time telling me you got your jumping all in the mirror, got your shirt off, instead of running up on you. I'm coming up there to this gym and I'm whooping your I don't give a how many muscles you got.
You coming to where? Check this out, man. I'm at right now. Bring your tired up here and your wife, and anything you got to do with me, we can do right now. What you got to wait till the next time for when you can bring your ragged
up here, your $2.05 up here right now, and we can take care of this issue right now, bro. Because I don't run from nothing. I ain't scared of nothing but Jesus. So whatever you talking about, partner, let's get it cracking, man. You ain't got to wait till tomorrow for what you can do today.
I don't care nothing about your martial arts, man. I don't care nothing about no Bruce Lee. I don't care nothing about none of that.
I don't give a about no martial arts either. We gonna go to the hood with this.
We gonna take it to the then. Wherever we gotta take it. But you ain't finna be running up on my wife, man, about your bodybuilding.
Man, I done told you for the last time that I don't know who your wife is. I deal with women all day long. This a gym. I don't walk around here with my shirt off. I got on a t-shirt.
So why is my wife telling me you the one running up on her, flexing you with all your muscles and all this, man? Why, Mr. Muscle Marvin?
Because I flex when I finish lifting. If you would know what a muscle really look or feel like, you would understand the process of that. But obviously, since I don't never see your little 22-pound up here, we don't know that area.
Don't you tell me about muscles. I got muscles, too, Muscle Marvin. Now, I might not be in the gym flexing them every day, but I got muscles, too.
You got muscles?
You don't know what you're dealing with, boy. I'm benching 185. You hear me?
You benching 185?
I'm benching 185. I got muscles, too, Mr. Muscle Marvin. You gonna quit disrespecting me when I'm not at the gym? Run up on my wife, man. You hear me?
I disrespect people who disrespect me. You call me with this, man. I told you in the very beginning I didn't know who your wife was. Now you started trying to make me know somebody I don't know, bro. I don't have time for this.
I'm gonna whoop your slow talking if you run up on my wife again.
I'm finna get on phone with your ignorant, because it's obvious you a coward. You ain't no man, because you just took the offer when I told you to bring your little up here, and we could have figured this here out in person. You want to talk fly over the phone, get up off your and come down here to, and we can take care of this right now. You ain't got to make no threats over the phone, bro. Bring your little up here to where I'm at. You ignorant. I don't feel like that. I got too much other to do. Get off the phone.
Hey, man, I got something else I need to say to you. Would you listen to me?
Bruh, don't do yourself like that. It's going to be a misunderstanding, and you ain't prepared to handle it.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening?
Hell yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening for you to say you got your 185-pound on your way down here to so we can take care of this here.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
You said what?
Hello?
Man, what did you say?
Muscle Marvin.
Oh,
Muscle
man.
Marvin, you all right, man?
You good, homie.
Muscle Marvin, I got you.
Man, I'm going to slap out there on one of these 45-pound dumbbells when I see this man. Man, y'all tripping, man.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Huh? Oh, there it is.
Boy, you the greatest.
Too much.
Come on now.
Boy, you the greatest.
Where you be at, man? Where you
28, 29, 30.
How do you do it?
That's what I do. I do pray.
But how?
All right, Junior, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.